Blog Talk Radio.
Who is worthy but Jesus? Who is worthy to open the seal? Just Jesus. Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is Jeannie, and I want to welcome each and everyone to the program tonight and say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking your time, your precious time to be with me. It is August 23rd, 2021, three quarters of the way through this month already. But it's a good day to belong to the Lord, isn't it? It's a good day to know God. It's a good day to rejoice in Him. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. Every day that we wake up still breathing and still able to stand up and praise God is a good day. It's a good day. Excuse me. Something I want to talk to y'all about tonight, just a little bit. Don't have a long message tonight, just a little short teaching, but something that was kind of on my mind. How many of you, and I bet y'all love you, have ever through your life heard your mama or something say, you are just like your daddy? Or heard your mama make the comment, you sound just like your dad, or vice versa. You know, your daddy say something, you know, you acting just like your sister, you know, or things like that. You know, as we grow in the Lord, you know, we get to the point that we recognize cycles. We recognize things that are repetitious and repetitive. And we notice them. I know I do. You know, when I was younger and even younger in the Lord, I didn't really pay much attention to that kind of stuff. You know, most people still say, well, that's just who I am. And how many times we haven't heard people say, well, that runs my family. You know, that's my family's like that. And there are those things. I mean, the flip side is we are able to change if it's undesirable. But I have to say, most of the time, when we think of repetitive cycles and habits and things, patterns, you know, most of the time we think of them as not good. And probably most of the time they're not. You know, when your mama's saying, you acting just like your daddy, then most of the time that's not good. Or it's meant to not be good. But, you know, recognizing a pattern or a cycle is the first step to breaking that cycle. You know, and I am so thankful for the teaching that Randy has given us on communion of the blood of Jesus, of how the blood of Jesus, how that he paid for everything, not only generational curses that are broken. And some of this stuff is not necessarily generational curses. It may just be habits and attitudes that have been passed down. But we've learned that we are given the DNA of Christ, you know, that through his blood, through the work on the cross, that we can become more and more like him, that we can act more and more like him, that we can have the attributes of the Lord more than the attributes that we grew up with. You know, for us to get to change, we have to realize that we need change, you know. And many times as we're growing up or through life, we may see things in other people, you know, the way they act or things they say, things they do, and we'll, you know, to us, it'll be distasteful. We'll think, man, I don't really like that, you know. You know, they drive me crazy how they butt in on me all the time, or you know, they've always, you know, they always are angst about everything I say. You know, they're disagreeable and, you know, or they got a hot temper. You know, I've heard so much people say, well, a hot temper runs in my family. And it's like, well, it don't have to. You know, somebody can stand up and say no more. Somebody can stand up and say, I'm breaking this. It's not going past me, at least for their family. Now, another sibling may let it pass through theirs, but you can always stand up and say, no more. I'm cutting this off. I'm not having no part of this any longer. But recognizing what we're seeing and understanding what it is, then it gives us the power to overcome in that. You know, I can remember one time when I was younger. I wasn't a child. I was an adult, but I was quite a bit younger. I never was one that really had a bad temper. But once in a while, something would set me off, and you know, and I would go from 0 to 60 in a second. And my dad was kind of like that. And I remember one day something ticked me off, and I was like instantly so mad that I was losing my breath. And I think it was the Lord, that the Lord told me, it was like instantly, it was like, oh my gosh, that's just like Dad. That's just like Dad. And I thought, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to be like that. And, you know, we submit our will to the Lord. You know, we submit to Him and say, God, I don't want any part of this. And we push back against it. You know, and to be quite honest, the Lord delivered me of that. You know, one, when I recognized it and I said, I know what that is. I've seen that before. You know, when I did that and was instantly furious, it was like, I know what that is. I have seen that cycle. I have seen that pattern, and I don't want it. I want no part of that. And I remember I was in a prophetic meeting once. I can't remember. I think it was not soon after that. And the man called me up. He said, I see someone with Indian lineage in him, and I have quite a bit in me. And I stood up, and he said, I thought it was you. And then he prayed over me. He said, I see anger that comes from that Indian lineage. And he prayed over me, and it broke. But see, I had already also had seen it, and God pointed it out to me. And, you know, if we're asking God, Lord, help me to see these patterns. Help me to see these cycles, and help me to be free of them. You know, we have a will. We have a choice. You know, the children of Israel that went around the mountain for 40 years, you know, and the word even says it was because of their disobedience, because of their murmuring and complaining. Do you think if they could have seen that in themselves, if they had could have recognized in themselves what they were doing and realized that that was the reason they were continuing to go round and round and round, do you think there might not have been a large amount of those people that would have said, God, change me. Help me change. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to keep going around this mountain. You know, you wonder. And I think at times, you know, Moses even spoke to them. But people can talk to you and your eyes still be blinded to what's the truth of what's really going on. Because, you know, sometimes we see our own faults more than anybody else, but sometimes we're blinded to our own faults more than anybody else. You know, because they're on the outside watching. But I thought about those people, and I thought, if they could really have seen and recognized the pattern that they were in of complaining and murmuring and being disobedient, and understand that it was causing them to continue in the wilderness, maybe many of them would have changed. Maybe it could have changed how things worked. I don't know. You know, it says in Proverbs 4:7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. You know, I think wisdom is many times seeing, you know, the wisdom of God. It's like how to maneuver through things, how to move forward. But the understanding is many times understanding the how comes and the how to's, you know, understand what we are seeing, what we're repeating, what is holding us in bondage of going round and round the mountain, or even causing us to be exasperated within ourselves, with ourselves. I've done that. You know, think, okay, I'm going to eat right this week. I'm not going to eat any junk. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to that. I'm not going to have any Cokes this week, or blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, have eaten something junky or went back and ate a snack later when I didn't want to, and then just be so exasperated with myself. You know, and go, God, help me to get past this. Help me to not do this anymore. You know, because every step we take every step we take in freedom, you know, it's a step towards true freedom. It's a step towards wholeness. You know, that's what we're trying to do is is to be whole, to be free. You know, I think of like the garment that Jesus wore, the, I believe they call it the tallit, the shawl, you know, thing that he wore, and it had the four corners. And those corners, they represented one, I know the blue represented heaven, but it was like the priesthood of all of who he was, all of what encompassed the Lord of healing and integrity and goodness and you know, everything that God is, everything that Jesus was, God of all, Lord of all, healer, provider. You know, it said that in Mark 6:56, and it said, whosoever he entered into villages, and wheresoever he entered into villages and into cities and into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and they besought him that he would touch them, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. You know, that's what we're striving to do, is to walk in the freedom of God, to walk in the wisdom of God, and to have understanding of what we're dealing with. You know, something even today that I encountered or whatnot was, you know, sometimes even when our hearts are in the right place, when we're wanting to help someone, you know, maybe it's even something that we know quite a bit about, and we know that that person needs that information, you know, that it would help them, and our hearts to help them. But if we try to push our opinions on them, or if we try to give even unwanted advice, you know, even that, even though it might help them, even though you might know what you're talking about, but if it's unwanted advice, or if it's too bold or pushy or anything like that, then that's one more thing that we have to pull back from. And I caught myself there some today. A friend of mine, in a situation with something new that she's not done before, but it's something that I've dealt with a lot. You know, and the next thing I know, I'm going, oh, this and this and this and that and that and that, and people will do this, and oh, if you'll do this, you know, this will really help you out. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what, after I got off the phone, I thought, you know, I can remember my dad at times. You know, we might invite him to supper and fix chicken and dress it. I remember one in particular time. And he said, well, now let me tell you how I make it, you know, and you're thinking, or at that time I was thinking, why don't you just eat and say thank you, and I enjoyed it. It was good. You know, I like the way I make it. You know, and things like that. And I thought, you know, that's, again, one of those things that I've seen before, that I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. To help people when they want help, to give advice if they ask, to offer, but certainly not ever to push our opinions on people, or even if it's things we've learned that are good lessons that are helpful, that we have grace. We have grace, and we have humility, and, you know, and so, you know, if you need, you know, I have some things that might would help you, if you would like to know, if you would, just let me know. But I'll pray for you that you grow in this, and that you have favor in it, and that you succeed in every area of it. So, you know, we just want to be aware. We want to be aware of what we're doing and how we're doing. And, you know, if we've seen things in other people that was distasteful to us or put us off, then certainly if we do those same things, we can expect the same reaction from others. But see, when God helps us to see it, and not only see it, but recognize it and say, okay, this is a cycle, this is a pattern. Maybe it is a generational curse. You know, we ask the Lord about that. Some things are just learned. But then when we recognize it, then we're able to say, Lord, help me change in this area. I don't want to go around the mountain for years. I don't want to go around the mountain 40 years in these areas. I want to be free, and I want freedom, and I want victory in those areas, Lord, and I want to continue to grow and to be more like you, gracious and kind and full of goodness and wisdom and truth and everything that makes up the Lord of who he is. So, anyhow, that's really all that I had on my mind tonight, just that we be aware, of the cycles that we're going through, things that we see repeating around our lives, that we notice. I'm going to play another song here. It's a little short song, but let me see here. I can get to this. I try to save them on one of my pages. And then I'm going to take callers. Let's see. I'm writing these down right quick. Don't have a whole lot of callers tonight. This is just cute. I just love it. It makes me want to dance. Yes, the Lord makes me want to sing, for sure. I just love the song. It's just such a happy, upbeat song, and we need that. In this day and time, we sure need all of that. We get enough bad news and enough of the yucky stuff to have some lighthearted and just a song and how much we love God and how much he loves us. We need that. Praise God. All right, I'm going to take callers now. 205-531. How is Miss Julia May tonight?
Just fine, just fine.
That's good, girl. That's good. You got any new news for us or a testimony or anything like that?
She's still doing fine, but my niece I was having prayer for that they had on a ventilator and kit and oxygen stopped. Thank God, you
do
know, they started. We had my nephew wife, we prayed for her because she was on the ventilator now. Like I said, her lungs had closed down and her kidneys, but they sent her to another hospital and they got on dialysis and then she tested positive for COVID. I don't know what happened. And then, but he said they weaned her off some of the oxygen. So that's good and her lungs are open up. So she's
that's
doing,
a good thing.
So they
know
her to wake
up
now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. If they got her moved to another hospital that maybe had a little better treatment and, you know, and they're able to start working her off oxygen, then that's all headed in the right direction.
Yeah, because the other hospital didn't have a kidney dialysis machine and stuff. So I thought, oh, so they sent her to another hospital in Fayetteville, North Carolina, so they could treat her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they wasn't keeping her kidneys going right, then that would have caused her to be sicker and would have made it harder for her to heal from the COVID.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Jesus. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. Lord, I just thank you, God, that, Lord, for the sword that's in her hand. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God that's on her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the miracles that surround her life. Lord, I thank you that she is a standard bearer. I got to look that up, standard bearer. Okay, a soldier who is responsible for carrying the distinctive flag of a unit, regiment, or army, a leading figure in a cause or movement. I said it's you. All right, thank you, Jesus. A soldier who is responsible for carrying the... I mean, you absolutely have been the standard bearer in your family. I mean, that goes... absolutely. But it says like a standard bearer, one that's in a movement. I mean, you have brought movement in your family towards faith, towards healing, towards believing God, believing the scripture, standing in the gap. God has given you, he's given you that place in your family. He's given you that leadership role. The Lord has given you, He has fed your faith. He has answered prayers, but that's a position the Lord has given you. He's given you that. And I think that some may not always say, but I believe there's some that have been quite amazed at the strength that you have stood in, the faith that you have stood. I think many have been amazed even at times when they've seen the movement of God answering prayers and the movement of God in and around the lives of that have been a part of your life. And it has been a testimony to many. I know it has. I just, like I said, I get the feeling that some don't always say anything, but that they know that they do this. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for blessing Julia May. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for even surprising her at times with the goodness of God, surprising her at times, Lord, with the blessings, Lord, that you pour out on her just because you love her. Just because you love her, Lord, that surprises, just those surprises, Lord, from you to her that say that I love you and that I'm with you and that I care for you. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for rewards, Lord, that she has laid up rewards in heaven. But, Father, I thank you for rewarding her even here on earth.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I thank you, Father, for the rewards of heaven, Lord, that the rewards of the faithful, the rewards, Lord, for her faith. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing rest, for bringing peace. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing provision.
Thank you,
Father, I thank you for her seeing the fruit of her labor. Lord, I thank you, Father, for seeing fruit, even among her family, Lord, but fruit in lives, but fruit, Lord, in blessings, but seeing fruit for her labor, Lord, in the kingdom. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the recognition. Lord, for the honor. Lord, for the recognition from others. Lord, of seeing and recognizing that she's a child of God. Lord, that there is authority there. There is power there. Lord, and that it's real. Father, I thank you for her witness, and I thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's in her mouth. But, Lord, I thank you for the witness that her life is, that her life speaks even more than her words. And, Father, I just thank you for her, and I bless her life. I bless her home. And, Lord, I thank you for sweet sleep and sweet rest for her, Lord, that when she lays down upon her bed, that she lays down pain-free, Lord, free of pain, free of concern and worry, and, Lord, that it would be like resting in the arms of Jesus. Lord, that she'd sleep the peaceful sleep of the saint of God, and, Lord, that she wake up feeling rested and happy and content, Lord, knowing that she has started another day with you and a day that you are king and Lord of her life and that you're watching over her. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Is there anything else that you wanted a prayer about, sweetie?
Just listening and hearing about a lot of have some in Alabama. We have a lot of women that's pregnant, and unfortunately, they got the COVID, and they on ventilators. And unfortunately, two of them have passed, and some of them have had to take the baby, and three of them have lost the baby. And we had another nurse; she just lost her life. So praying for that, because you know,
I'm so glad. Yeah, when this stuff is gone, or they control it or something, Father, we just pour out our hearts and our prayers, Lord, for all of these that are going through COVID, and Lord, especially these expectant mothers that have lost their babies, Lord. We just, Lord, ask that you cover them, that grief would not be able to overtake them. Lord, that you would bring comfort to their hearts, Lord, and that they'll know that those babies are in heaven, that they'll see them again. But, Lord, we just ask that you bring healing, Lord, to our nation. Lord, bring healing to those in the nursing community. Lord, bring healing, Lord, all the way across the board, to the young, to the old, to the mothers, to the grandparents. Lord, and give us wisdom, Father, and steps to take to have healthier bodies. But, Lord, we just ask that you, Lord, that you send the angels, Lord, to surround them, Lord, to bring deliverance. Lord, and we thank you for your healing word. Lord, for the promises of God that we can stand upon, that we can put faith and trust in, Lord, because you are truly our deliverer. You are ever-present help in a time of trouble. So, Lord, we thank you for your compassion, and we thank you for your healing power. And, Lord, we thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Wow.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for holding and waiting, and I saw you there through the whole, you know, through the whole teaching and stuff, and I appreciate that. So God bless you, son, and I hope you have a good week.
Okay, and God bless you too. Thank you.
I get a little drink. All right, 903-720. How is Miss Sylvia doing tonight?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. It's good to hear your voice tonight, and I love hearing the energy that's in your voice tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Good. That's good. I'm glad that you are well.
Yes.
Well, Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, Father, and God, I thank you, Lord, that you have given her a position, Father. You've given her a position of honor. You've given her a position of leadership, Father, that you've called her, Lord, to stand in the gap with others. And Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you poured out on her. Sylvia, I see other people coming to you. They may already do this. I don't know. People coming to you for prayer because they know you hear from God. And some of it even being to do with, like, business deals and job situations, things that you would very much consider natural, you know, not, you know, because sometimes we think people coming for prayer, it's coming for prayer about their walk with the Lord or about healing and things. But I see this being even, like, natural things, you know, people, like I said, things that would be business situations and would be maybe even like people moving or buying, because people looking for the wisdom of God in natural situations because they trust you, because they know that you hear from God. And I just see people coming to you and asking you to pray for them and pray with them, really for like the wisdom of the Lord to like hear a word from God. You know, is God telling you what I should do? Is God giving you any direction? Is God giving you, are you getting anything on what I should do in this situation? And I mean, that's a place of honor. That's a place of trust. That's a place of people having confidence that you hear God and that you know God and that God is with you and God is speaking to you. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the honor, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the how you use Miss Sylvia, Lord. I thank you for pouring out wisdom on her, Lord. I thank you for pouring out words of knowledge, Lord, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, Lord, that she can share with others, Lord, in all of this. Lord, that it build confidence in other people. Lord, that you care about their everyday situations. Lord, that people understand, you know, there's something about the prophetic that people realize that God is involved in their everyday lives. Because so many have thought of God as just like the big man up in the sky, that when I die, you know, I'm either going to go to heaven or hell, that, you know, when I die, that I'll meet him. And they don't think of the Lord many times is involved in even their smallest details in life, of who they marry or who they date or where they live or where they work, you know, and even maybe helping them find the best, you know, if they're hunting a car, maybe finding the very best deal. Goodness, I remember a couple vehicles ago, I prayed and prayed. The last two vehicles I bought, I have prayed and prayed about them. You know, for one thing, I was trying to, you know, to get the finances to get them, but I remember once before, you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is kind of what I want, but Lord, I want you to lead me to the right one, because, you know, there are lemons out there. Even in new vehicles, you can get a hold of a lemon. And I would ask the Lord, it's like, oh, Lord, lead me to the right one, you know, so that it would be that vehicle that would last me for years and be a good vehicle and would be a blessing to me, Lord, in the best possible price and things. And I remember not the one I've got now, but the one I had before that. We had looked and looked, and we couldn't find quite what we were looking for. We'd gone to several towns and just couldn't find it. You know what I was wanting, and finally went. Where did we go? Was it Fairfield or something like that? We went to went down and talked to them, and there was like didn't see not a thing on the lot, and finally, the guy told us, he said, you know what? He said, I think I've got one truck like that. He said, it's in the very back of the lot, in the very far back corner. It was like hit back in that far back corner. No one would have ever, you know, you'd had to been back there to seen it, because it was, you know, that part, it had like a field behind it, so you wouldn't have ever seen it. And he's like, we're probably going to have to move some stuff to even get to it. But anyhow, they got that truck out. And I drove that truck for like 13 years. I mean, drove the wheels off of it. It was the best truck, never gave me any problems. And when I sold it, did good on it and things like that. You know, and as people learn that God cares about even things like that, and as you know, you share with people and you pray with people, you know, and people come to that understanding, it will literally draw people to the Lord. It'll draw them to the Lord. But I see the Lord even, you know, in your everyday life, and I'm sure he already does. But fine-tuning the gifts of God in you, you know, whether you have that confidence in just taking somebody by the hand and praying for them and giving them a prophetic word, giving them a word of wisdom, giving them a word of knowledge, but people also having that confidence in you, that trust in your relationship with God, that they come to you even for, like I said, for natural things, and you praying with them and helping them and really leading them into a deeper relationship with the Lord or into a relationship with the Lord. Because sometimes people that don't even know the Lord, if they think, you know, people that don't even know the Lord at times will ask for prayer about stuff because they think, well, okay, they know God and they'll hear God, you know. But it's really, it opens doors. It opens doors, and it's a blessing. God loves to bless people. I mean, he loves to bless people, even those that don't know him. God is good like that, and he loves to do wonderful things for people because he wants people to see that part of him. You know, some people have thought of God as a harsh God, and he's really not. He's a good God. He's a good God. So, Lord, I just thank you for Miss Sylvia, and Lord, I thank you how you're using her, and Lord, how you're just expanding. You're expanding her, Lord. You're expanding her gifts and calling. Father, just even as the word says, stretch out the stakes of your tent. You know, stretch that out, Lord, that you're stretching her out, and Lord, you're increasing her. Lord, you're increasing her in these things of the kingdom, these things of God. And Father, I just thank you for the blessing that it is and the blessing it's going to be to her, Lord, and the joy that it's going to bring to her life.
Yes.
And Lord, I just bless her home and I bless her life and I bless her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank you. I receive that. Thank you so much for the prayer. Thank you.
Was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
I just asked you to pray for, like you just said, my body, healing, complete healing, you know, over my body, just
sure.
For the complete healing, just healing.
Okay.
Yes,
Father. When I was praying, it's like that kind of come. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing strength and healing to Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for restoring and renewing, I want to say her knees and her joints. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing strength and correction, Lord, in her back. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for touching her eyes. And, Father, I just thank you, God, for bringing into correction everything in her body, Lord, everything in her body. Lord, I thank you for if there's anything in her stomach that aggravates her or gives her aggravation at times, Lord, I thank you for bringing that, Lord, into correction, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for neutralizing acid and things in her body, Lord, for everything that just needs to come into alignment with the Word of God. Lord, you know. Lord, you know. Lord, I thank you for bringing comfort, for bringing healing, for bringing restoration in every part of her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you for the word from heaven. Exactly, I want to be closer as I can to him and to do real. Amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. You are more than welcome. Well, thank you for holding and thank you for calling in tonight. And always, I love praying for you and I love hearing what's going on in your life. And you guys, every one of you, y'all bring me joy and make me feel so much that there's purpose, that it's pleasing God and that there's purpose. There's just nothing more satisfying than knowing that we're doing what God's called us to do.
Good. Yeah. Yes,
and God is working in y'all's lives. Yes, God is good.
I know you didn't say anything about your horse. We will know how your horse.
She is doing good. I did take her and board her at a friend of mine's place. It's a couple hours from here that has a nice big barn with electricity in it where we could put a fan on her stall. And they're watching after her for me, and it got her out of the sun, and it got her away from some of the allergens and things like that. We do have her on a little bit of medication. But truthfully, she has done wonderfully up there, so she's going to stay up there. Probably till the early October, well, maybe mid-October till the weather kind of breaks good, and then I'll be able to bring her back home. But I'm so thankful. I thank y'all for the prayers and for caring about what I care about. But she is doing really well. We went up there, I don't know, 3 days ago, I guess, and she was not wheezing whatsoever. She was happy and was doing great. So I was so pleased.
That's
I love that little girl. Thank you for praying for her, and thank you for asking about her.
Yes, thank you for letting us know how she's doing, because I have been praying for her.
Thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate that. Love my baby.
I know. Yes.
I'm just a little person. Well, you have a blessed week, hon, and is there anything else you wanted to share with you while I got you?
No, I think that's it. I'm just so excited about, the things that you said and, when we pray and, and we know that he hears us, even with our animals and different things. And that's great. I'm just glad to know that. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Well,
and I know I had got a card and some flowers and stuff when I lost my puppy. And it's amazing how people will say harsh things to you that kind of hurt you when they say something because they don't like animals. But the Father created the animals just like He created us.
He did.
And so I got a card and it said they know how close I was to my puppy, and then it's like that really touched me when I got that card and the bouquet of flowers. And from one of my little godsons came over, and I'm just, we all, just kind of hurting, but we hurt in a different way. But I just thank you I'm letting you know that we do care about our animals.
Yeah, thank you. We certainly do. I pray over my animals a lot through the years, and when you got them, you do lose them from time to time, but it's never any easier. And, the word says, a wise man considers his beast. So, God put them here for our pleasure, and many of them have purpose, they have purpose on the earth. So I believe we'll see a lot of them in heaven, too.
Because I know mine sit here and listen to everything every night on the prayer line. He listens. And he know not to bark because he knew that we were finished up praying, and he just lay here and listen to the prayer.
animals are real sensitive. They're real sensitive to things of the spirit, I believe. I know I used to have a kitty. He's gone now, but anytime I would go to the keyboard and would go to sing and stuff or pray, he would so want to come in there and he just loved it. He would want to crawl up there. He was so drawn to worship. Whether he was praying or whether I was singing, he would be like, I want to be here next to you. And I think animals are real sensitive. Sometimes I think they see things that we don't see. They may see angels when we don't see them. Their little hearts are pure.
I think they do. Saying earlier about how Randy had got us with the communion and all that, and when I would do communion, I would give him some too. I would give him one, and he would laugh it up, just like, okay, yeah, I want one too,
They're precious. They are precious.
Yeah.
Well, honey, you have a good night and have a good week. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I don't mean to butt in.
No, I was just saying thank you and you as well.
Okay. Good night, son.
Good night. Uh-huh.
Let's see. 954-580. I believe this is Caroline.
Yes, it is. Good night.
How are you doing tonight? You doing everything good down in Jamaica?
No, it's not. We're having
bad
the
weather.
Third wave of COVID-19. And it's really overwhelming our hospital system.
Yeah.
So,
other than that,
we're okay.
There seems to be surges of it everywhere. I understand.
Uh-huh.
I've even got a little great nephew that was 5 years old that was diagnosed with it here in the last day or two. So we are praying for everyone.
I hope he's doing well, though.
He's doing pretty good so far. I just trust God's going to keep him and that he'll bounce right back out of this. So, well, let's pray for you and then we can chit-chat. Father, I thank you, God, for Carolyn, and Lord, I thank you for the heart of compassion that you've given her, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given her your heart, Father, that she has a heart that is touched with the feeling of others. Lord, you've given her a heart of compassion, just like Jesus said that he looked on the people with compassion when they had followed him and they had listened to him preach all day and there was no food. And said, Jesus looked at them and they had compassion on them because knew that they would be tired and they would be weak and they wouldn't have enough energy to go all the way into town. So that's when he took the loaves and the bread and he blessed it and broke it and fed the people because of the compassion in his heart. And Father, Lord, I thank you for helping Caroline, Lord, to be one that her compassion, her faith in God, Lord, her encouragement, Lord, even her presence, Lord, that it would bring a sense of well-being, a sense of healing to others, Lord, that the anointing, Lord, that's on her life, the presence of God, the Spirit of God that is within her, Lord, that it would help others to feel more secure, Lord, even when she's there, her words, her voice, her prayers, Lord, her encouragement to others. Lord, just like even as a child, Lord, sometimes if our mom or our dad was close, it gave us as a child that sense of I'm secure because mama's here, or I'm okay because dad's here and dad knows what's right and dad'll protect me or mama look after me, Lord, that even people around Caroline, Lord, that she's able to, that there's a peace, Lord, that goes with her. And Lord, we know, Caroline, you know, sometimes when there's an anointing on our life or something, and I can say this from experience, many times that's the very areas that the enemy will fight us in. You know, if there's a peace or an authority on your life, many times the enemy will try to bring stress and confusion and fear and things like that because he's fighting against. It's like that. Sometimes it seems like the anointing on our life will draw warfare in certain areas. But that anointing, I know at times, you know, there have been times in my life that I went through a lot of anxiety because I had things coming at me from so many sides, you know, and there was a few years there that I just really had anxiety. And it always surprised me that when I would write a song and when I would, like if I recorded it or I was played it, that the other people would tell me, they say there's such peace on your music. And I always thought, God, that's you alone that does that. And see, that's like an anointing. And I see some of that in your life, that there's a quality in you, there's an anointing on your life to actually help bring comfort and peace to others. But at the same time, the enemy would try to catch you at times with anxiety, with fear, with worry and things like that. But you know, he doesn't fight against nothing. You know, he doesn't come of attack when there's nothing there. It's that great anointing there for that quality. But see, just like with the songs, and people would tell me over and over again, there's peace on your songs. There's peace on your songs. And I, at times I would say, Lord, sometimes I feel anything but peace. But yet, other people are feeling peace. And see, others, sometimes we may not feel it ourselves. But that Spirit of God will go through those things. Will go through our words. Will go through our prayers. Sometimes even just the hugs that we give. It will bring a feeling of well-being, a feeling of, you know what, I think it's going to be okay. I think there's something in her voice. There's something about the quality of her voice. There's something about her. There's something that in her that makes me feel safe. And that's a God thing. That's something that only God does. Only He can do that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for working through Caroline. Lord, I thank you, Father, that even when everything around her and around all of us is shaking, that Spirit of God that's within us comes forth, Lord, with that sound of peace, that feeling of peace, that feeling of that knowing that God is still on the throne and God is with us, Lord, that it's transferable, Lord, that it would just pour out of us. Lord, even though your word says that all that can be shaken will be shaken, but only that cannot be shaken will not be. And Lord, that Spirit of God within us cannot be shaken. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing just a settledness to that area. Lord, bringing healing, bringing answers, Lord, just bringing the healing power of God through there. But Lord, I thank you even in the midst of the shaking, using Caroline, Lord, to be one that would bring a steadying effect, that would bring a sense of well-being that, you know what, we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. Lord, I thank you for giving her sweet sleep. Lord, I thank you for helping her to have more and more understanding and insight, Lord, just like the message that I preached earlier, and I don't know, Caroline, if you were there for all of that or not, of understanding, having wisdom and understanding that sometimes those things that we're wrestling with, anyhow, it's things that God is working in us, and God is doing. God is bringing change. He's bringing freedom. Yes, freedom. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a continuing and steady flow and increasing freedom to Carolyn. And rest, Lord, and acknowledgement. Well, not just acknowledgement, but that knowing that she knows, Lord, that you're with her and you're far and that you're using her and working in her and through her and you're touching lives. But, Lord, that you go with her everywhere she goes. Lord, I thank you for blessing her life. Lord, for giving her favor on the job, favor in business, Lord, favor with others. Lord, I thank you for others, her being seen, one that is seen, Lord, that when there's time for advancement, when there's time for special favor, Lord, that she is seen. She is seen. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the favor of God. And Lord, I just bless her. I speak a protection around her. Lord, I thank you for just that the angels encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them. Lord, I thank you for just surrounding her with the angels and that, Lord, that wherever she goes, that you are with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, my God. I just really needed that word. I really needed that word just now because I just, oh, my God. I'm just going through a period whereby I wasn't well, and when I returned to work, I'm still not my optimum, and I'm in the healthcare sector, and there are colleagues that have been affected by the virus, and we are short staff, and tomorrow I just don't know even how I'm going to cope or where I'm going, and it's like one person doing the work that should be done by at least three or so persons, and it's like I just felt overwhelmed, and I'm feeling as if I'll be stretched to capacity, and I just really needed some encouragement tonight because I'm going in there. I don't really know what tomorrow holds, but I'm just committing the days ahead in the hands of the Lord because...
But you know that God's going with you in that, I know so many are overwhelmed right now because people are shorthanded and with the COVID and things like that, you know, and then all of the vaccine stuff where some are being threatened to lose their jobs if they don't take the vaccine. And there's a lot of stress. I mean, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of demands right now. And we're living in a world that we've never lived in before. I think we will all agree on that. Things are not like they used to be anymore. And we're leaning on God. I mean, we have to lean on God heavy in these times. But, you know, I just sense in my heart God bringing just a supernatural peace through his people. And the world's seeing it. You know, the world's seeing it and it having an impact on others. But there being a supernatural favor of God and ability through God. I see God giving us answers at times when the world would look and see that there's no way to have an answer, but God giving us answers in the midst of things that would just amaze other people. Just the favor and love of God. You know, there being a difference, there really being a difference in the body of Christ and everybody else. Because for years, so many people, they would say, well, I don't see any difference in the Christians and those that aren't Christian, you know. They have the same problems. They have the same woes. They have the same sicknesses. They have the same financial problems, you know, and I see that changing. I see that changing of God really showing his favor and his love on the body of Christ that others will see, you know, God making an example of us that are his.
Yeah.
Because it's the goodness of God that draws people to repentance, you know. People have used the scare tactics, you know, and it's not that going to hell is not real, but it's the goodness of God that draws people when they see how good God is and that God loves his children and that God is with them and helping them. That's what draws people to the Lord, not being afraid. So.
And I can allude to the favor of God because I remember even before going back to work, I was praying for favor. And I'm telling you, the Lord just literally handed me a silver plateau when I returned to work on every single thing that I was praying for. I even called in, I think the Sunday on PGN and requested prayer in regards to returning because I was apprehensive. I never knew what I was getting into. But then I just said that I just need to commit to the Lord. And God just granted me that peace. And when I went to work, I'm like, oh, my God, like every single thing I was praying for, the Lord handed it to me. Everything. Everything.
God is so good. He is so good. I mean, it is. When we see how God moves on our behalf and answers our prayers, I mean, it just breathes life into you. I know it does me. If you're just like, yes. I mean, it'll make you feel like I cannot be defeated.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my God.
God is just, He's awesome. He is awesome. You know, and sometimes it'll feel like, God, are you ever going to answer my prayers? Are you, you know, are you ever going to come through on that? And then when God does, it's just like, yes.
Yes.
He's precious.
Yes. That's exactly how I felt.
God is precious. You know, they say all the time, he doesn't always come early, but he's always on time. And it's like sometimes it's like, God, does it always have to be so long? But he's growing us and stretching us. But the main thing we know is that he comes through. So thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you, too. God bless
you. You're more than well. I bless you, too, sweetie. And I just bless you with a good week and good rest and just confidence that God's with you every second of the day. So,
amen.
Lord, I just thank you
thank
for protecting you. Caroline and keeping her, Lord, and using her, God, everywhere she goes, even when she doesn't know she's been used, Lord, by you, that she's having an impact in every place. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Well, you have a good
amen.
Week, sweetie. And
thank
good
you.
To hear from you.
Thank
look,
you.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing back from you how things are going.
Sure. Have a good night. God bless.
You
too. Bye-bye.
910-709. This is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, I made it home. I was in another town and my phone kept going in and out. I was listening to you in the car. And I asked the Lord, let me make it home so that my phone wouldn't cut off. And I did.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I know how that is being places. There's so many places I'll lose my signal. And it can be exasperating when you're trying to listen to someone or you're trying to get through to someone and your phone quits working and you're constantly having to dial
what,
back. Or are you going, hello, 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 you know, and you can't get them.
That's why you see me end up twice, because I thought I had lost you, so then I had to press one again, and I'm like, man, I said, let me make it home before she gets to me. So I've been here about 10 minutes now.
That worked out perfect, Ben.
Yes.
Well, let's pray for you and then let you share whatever you want to do tonight. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and I thank you. It's like I'm hearing the word go. Hearing the word go.
Yes.
Go.
Go?
The word, yeah, go.
I hope it's to leave where I'm living.
You know, the only thing I'm not, right this second, I'm not getting anything about it. It's just like, it was like, Lord, I thank you for the go. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the, Lord, for the being sent. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the go, for the being sent, Lord. I thank you, Father. What is that scripture that's like, how shall they hear unless someone is sent? I would have to, let's see. If I can
mm-hmm.
Let's see. But I'm not finding that right this second. I don't want to take the time.
I'll look it up.
Lord,
later.
I just thank you. Yeah, there's a scripture about, you know, how shall they hear unless one is sent? How shall they know? So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you have got Sylvia set on go. Father, I thank you that you have got her set on go. Lord, that you are sending her, you are using her. Father, I thank you for the authority, Father, that you have grown in her, the authority that she's having confidence, Lord, in the authority of God that's within her. Lord, I thank you that's the boldness. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the boldness that has come upon her and is coming. Lord, that's increasing in her. Lord, that knowing that she knows, Lord, that you're with her and that you show up on the scene. Lord, that when she prays, when she is out there doing the work of the Lord, Lord, that when she is ministering to people, that you are on the scene and that you do show up on the scene, Lord. I thank you, Father, for that great confidence. And, Lord, I thank you for that knowing. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the the gifts that are flowing from her, Lord, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, words, Father, of discernment, the prophetic flowing from her. Father, I thank you for the gifts of healing working in her life. And Father, I just think, I keep seeing just like a confidence, you know, like the confidence of God and the authority of God, of knowing who you are. And I know I've said this to you before, of you just knowing like your place in God and knowing that God's with you, knowing that when God sends you out, that he's going to show up on the scene. He's going to show up and he's going to show out, and that he doesn't send you out and then not show up. That when God sends you out, then he's going with you and he's going to accomplish those things that he sent you to do. He is going to be there with you. And it's all for purpose. It's all for kingdom things. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that your word accomplishes those things whereunto it's sent. And, Lord, that when you send Sylvia, that when she is on go, Lord, that you are going with her and you are accomplishing your will, Father, that she has said yes. She has said yes, God, that you are working through her and with her. Lord, and I just thank you for mighty exploits. I thank you for mighty exploits in God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for working in her home, in her house. Father, you know the situation there. Lord, I thank you, Father, for forgiving her direction in all of that. Lord, for giving her direction, giving her favor. Father, I thank you for just moving in this situation. It just seems like I see like a stirring around that. I don't hear answers on it yet, but like the Spirit of the Lord stirring around, like stirring in your house, stirring around all that situation. So just believe that God is in the process of doing some things. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your favor, God. I thank you, Father, for answering her prayers in that situation, Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you know she desires a home of her own where she can have privacy, Lord, a home where she can be the sanctuary of the Lord, the place where she can worship you freely and openly, the place where she can, Lord, run the household without distractions and without, Lord, always having to work around other people. So I just thank you for working with her, for working in her, Father, for your help, for your provision, and for your guidance in all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I actually do have something to tell you.
Alrighty.
You remember the you gave me a word, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. It may have been a week or so ago, maybe longer. And you told me that there was going to be a time that people were going to ask me to do something, and that mm-hmm. whenever I did it, I was going to flow in it. That has been happening. That has been happening. They've been at church where I wasn't able to operate before. It's like God has opened doors there that were shut before. And so I've been asked to pray, you know, different occasions at church. And then last Sunday, God had used me to heal, you know, to touch some people. And one of the women, Sunday, she came up to me and she says that when you were praying for those people in the Sunday school, said the Lord told me to write you a check for your ministry.
Wow,
and I
God.
Sat in the back of the Sunday school class and I started to cry. I was like, oh my God. And she had gave me the check, and I told her thank you. And then she asked me, she says, I saw the Spirit of the Lord all over you. She said, God is with you. And she told me that she wanted to be a part of it. So I told her, and I thought about you and, you know, the word that you had given, and I told her that, you know, when God says so, that's the only thing I can say, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, whenever the time come, if that is God's will, then, you know, then it would happen, you know. But
right.
I, you know, I didn't come out and say, because I don't know. She just told me she absolutely wanted a part of it, and I didn't know exactly. No, I didn't take the time to ask her what does she mean by a part of it, you know, or maybe, you know, a follower or be combined in the ministry. I didn't understand, and at this point, it's really up to God, you know, what he
right.
want to do. But I'm telling you, for the past 2 weeks, your words did not fall to the ground. Everything that you were telling me, I went back and looked at my notes that I took, and everything came to, you know, his word is coming to pass of what you gave me and what you spoke to me, especially about people were going to be asking me, you know, and she did, and I really didn't have an answer. Because, you know, I can't promise, because it's not my ministry, and I can't promise anybody anything, you know.
Right.
So it's really up to God who he wants to use, you know,
yeah.
because one thing I am is obedient, and I don't walk outside of anything that he does not want.
Exactly.
And so,
I know that's
yeah,
true.
And so when you, I'm telling you, for the past 2 weeks, I've been looking at my notes, and all those words that you, the prophetic words that you gave, they were here in the past 2 weeks. It happened. Yeah, it happened. And
thank
I was
you,
like, wow, it definitely happened. I said, oh, man, that's why I was trying to rush home, because I didn't want to get cut off, because I wanted to tell you.
Well,
and
I appreciate it so
word,
much.
I mean, every one of them, I was like, oh, my God. I said, I have to tell her, you know, what happened. And then I was led to this little revival church I go to on Sunday night. And last night I received dunamis power. So when you said go, you know, when that go just came out, she told me last night that the Lord says that he released some things on me that I was going to need, you know, for a ministry. So last night she had prayed over me, and she says, when I touch your head, she says, things are going to happen. So when she touched my head, I tore up 3 sets of rows of chairs, Jeannie. And
wow.
I said, you know that head. And then I land on top of a fan, hit my head on the wall. I said, you know that was God, because I could have broke my back. And everybody was saying that when they brought me back up, I looked like a different person. I mean,
wow.
I just tore up 3 rows of the Lord when he touched me. And she said, when I touch you, something going to happen. And I said, oh, my man. So she said, the Lord said, this is your night and that you're ready. So when you said go, you know, first thing my mind, oh, well, maybe I can leave out of here. But then my mind goes back to the point that, you know, that she said last night, you know, that he was preparing me for what's coming ahead.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so last night I just had to tell you that the words were, you know,
well, God
that
knows.
Really
thank
happened
you so
in
much.
The past
yeah,
2 weeks.
That's so encouraging, and I appreciate it so much, but thank you, Jesus. I mean, only God knows, because, you know, I don't know anything.
Yes.
But thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
well, yeah.
That's 2 weeks.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Especially when that lady said that to me about she wanted a part of that. Ooh, something just sunk in my stomach. And I said, oh, my God. And I sat right there. I said, now I know what person I got that word from. I said, and I'm gonna have to call her and tell her.
You know, you're doing the right thing though. You're waiting to hear from God, and God will make you to know. You know. when there are things supposed to happen or change or people to connect with you for a while. I mean, the Lord will make you to know. And there's a difference in someone trying, there's a difference in someone trying to connect to you and someone trying to hook you to their cart too, you know.
Yes,
but God will
true.
Make you to know.
That's
I mean,
true.
You have an obedient heart and you want to obey God, and God has absolutely been leading you and expanding you and accelerating you and promoting you. So I just have every confidence that you will walk with him and hear him and God do mighty things through you. So thank you,
Jesus. Thank you
so much for just that confirmation and thank you for the testimony and I'm excited for you, girl, what God is doing in you and through you, and that's fun.
Thank
I love me like that when God is just on the scene and feel the presence of God. I love that.
Yes.
Well,
thank
you have
Jesus.
A blessed week, hon. And
you too.
And I will talk to you again.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. Let me get a little drink of water.
Hello.
Is Donald and yes, is Donald and Tanya?
Yes. Hi, Jeannie, Donald and Tanya. Yes.
Good to hear from y'all.
Same
and
here.
Talk to you in a while. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening.
I know.
Calling into the program and stuff. You guys are a blessing. So let's pray for your Father.
Amen.
I thank
yes,
you, Donald and Tanya, Lord. I thank you, Father. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for making an example of them. Lord, I see y'all on a path, and I see a door in front of you that you know is supposed to open. It hasn't. It's like it hasn't opened. I see you kicking that door open, you know, literally like with the spirit of God with you, the authority of God in your voice, the word of God. And I don't know if this is a door that the enemy has tried to delay it opening, but you knowing that God is with you, you know what God has said. And you know, sometimes, you know, just like the word says that we speak to the mountain and see it removed, that this being a situation of like just the boldness of God coming up on you guys and like in a spirit, like literally kicking that door open through the Spirit of God, not that we physically do something, you know, that we take things under our hand, but just the authority of God in you and on you, the authority of God, the boldness of God coming up on you and speaking of this thing. Just it, like I said, in the Spirit, what I see is like you guys like kicking this door open that has tried to remain shut, just like when the word says that we speak to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea and doubt not in our heart. And it'll go of God, the faith of God growing in y'all, the faith of God moving. I mean, and just that holy indignation of we will not, and the devil will not delay us anymore. The devil will not hold us back. We will not be denied what God has said belongs to us. Because when the Lord says, it's done. When God says that it's yours, when God says this is a place you're going to walk in, when God says, then we can stand up in boldness, we can stand up in faith and say, I will not be denied. And it's not God telling us no. When God has said, it's not him telling us no. And I understand there are time elements and things, and most of us go through time elements. You guys have been going through some time elements and some things, but I see you like approaching the door, like the door is right in front of you. Like it's like the door is like two steps from you. It's not like I see you way back, like the door is way in the future. The door is way off. It's like the door is about to be right before you. And I just see like the boldness of God, the boldness and authority of God, the faith of God in going, we will not be denied. The enemy will not delay us any longer in just moving forward into the blessings of God, into what God has called y'all to, what God has said over you. This is about the promises of God. This is about, I'm just getting that so strong. This is about the promises of God over y'all's lives.
Amen.
And we don't care about the naysayers. And I promise you, honey, everybody has naysayers. Everybody does. You'll have naysayers. You may already have naysayers. We don't care about that. We don't give them the time of day. We don't pay any attention to the words. We move right on. Let that stuff roll off your back like water off a duck's back. It won't cling to you. It won't affect you. Hang on to the promises of God. And not just hang on, but step out boldly in faith, knowing that God is with you, God is for you, and that what he has said, his word does not return unto him void, but it accomplishes that whereunto it's sent. What God has said over y'all's lives is true. It's coming to pass. It's not something that's way down the road. It's not something that's years ahead. You guys are faithful. You have stood the test. You guys have hung on. You guys have prayed. Y'all have stepped up to the plate in serving God, in believing God, in trusting God. Lord, I just thank you for Donald and Tanya. Father, I thank you for the promises of God are yes and amen. The promises of God are yes and amen. Lord, you've already said yes. You've already said yes, and it's theirs. It is theirs. It is theirs. Lord, I thank you for making an example of them, of your goodness, that they be an example of your goodness. And Lord, just as your word says, it's the goodness of God that draws people to repentance. Lord, I thank you for them being able to speak, even Lord, from platform and tell the testimony of how God brought them through and laying hands on others for their breakthroughs, Lord, for their breakthroughs, because they're an example, their testimony, their witness, their example of where they've come from, and it bringing hope to others, and them with faith and confidence laying hands on others and believing with them for God to bring them through. Lord, I thank you for the favor of God on their lives, for the love of God. Lord, I thank you that your word says you cause even our enemies to bless us. And Lord, I thank you for taking some of those enemies and making them our brothers and sisters in Christ, that no longer are our enemies, but they love us. Lord, I believe you for that. Lord, we believe you for that, for the blessing of God and the, Lord, the harvest, the harvest. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest. So, Lord, I just speak blessing. Lord, I speak reward over them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the fruit of their labor being rewarded. And, Lord, I thank you for that breakthrough, for that breakthrough. Lord, I thank you for doors swinging wide open that can no longer stay shut. No more. No more. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
So how are you guys doing tonight? And you got anything to tell us tonight you want to share?
Good, good. I mean, everything you said about kicking that door open, this is what me and Donald, we've been saying. We're like, God, we think, we believe it's time. And one of the verse in the Bible when Jacob said, when he told the angel, I won't let go till you bless us. And that's been our word lately. And we've been telling God, you know, we've been faithful. Everything you said, Jeannie, everything you said, this is exactly what we've been praying for. So your words, and I know it's God speaking through you, your words
are on point. Everything you said, this is everything we've been praying about. And then so basically we've been saying we won't let go till you bless us, God. I mean, we're not perfect, but we've been faithful, and we deserve it. So and I've been telling Dano, I don't care if I have to kick that door open. So when you gave that word, I was like, oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I said, I'm
going to
break that door open because I've been hearing these promises. I've been hearing, you know, sometimes you do get a little discouraged, but you got to keep going because I know I told God I won't give up. This is my year. I'm claiming this is my year. I don't care what things look like. I know there's only, you know, there's about to be only 3 more months left. I'm like, God, you are God of miracles. It doesn't even take you a day. You can do miracles in seconds. So
yes,
I'm just praying and I'm believing it. This is where we've been standing on. So we lift up each other. There's time I may feel down, you know, Donald will speak a word and I'm like, oh, I needed that. Or I'll speak a word and then I'll let him know, hey, we in this together. We just got to keep going because I said the blessing got to flow this year. So I receive every word you said, Jeannie. Like I said, I know God is speaking through you because every single word you said tonight, this is what we've been thinking about. This is what we've been praying for. We just said, God, this is it. This year has to be it. And we're going to stand on that.
Praise God. Praise God. That is the wrestling with it, like Jacob wrestling with the angel. I thought that, I mean, that's exactly that feeling, you know, that it is my blessing, God. You know, yes. It's like you guys are right on target with that prayer and with that attitude. You know, and God's just drawing y'all out with this. I mean, he's drawing out your faith, drawing out your determination. He's been stretching you guys, but, I mean, he's pulling out what he's put in you guys, you know, and that's all going to play into your future. It's all going to play into your ministry and your future. Praise God. He's that's been building strength. You know, you've had the resistance in this, but it's just like with working out. I mean, it's building strength in you guys. But I know that your time is here. It's like as I would see it, it was like 1 or 2 steps away. I mean, just right there, no longer down the road, you know, because there's been times in the past it was like, okay, it's coming, but it was like, no, it's like you're right there. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like you guys are right on track.
Yes,
so I just
Lord.
Come into agreement with y'all. Come into agreement with you. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow, and the blessing of the Lord that his promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you guys for calling in. Was there anything else you want to pray about while I've got you? Or?
No, you touch up on everything, Jeannie. We're just going to pray for a testimony and hopefully... You know, I heard the previous person that was talking to you. So when we hear those things, we just praise God. I praise God for her. So one of these days, hopefully, we're going to say, Jeannie, that door is open. We kicked it wide open, and the blessings are flowing. So we're just praying for just to testify, and we can wait. We said this is the year of testifying.
I can't wait to hear it. So God is so good. God is just so good, and he is faithful.
Amen.
He is faithful. You know, and just the difference in a day can make it be like one day you think, okay, how long is this going to drag on? And the next day, the next minute, even, it's like everything has turned around. I have lived that in my own life. I've seen the faithfulness of God. And it's like, God, you know, it's like all of a sudden it's done. Things that you've waited and waited and waited for and prayed and prayed and prayed about, and all of a sudden it's done. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you guys for calling in, and thank you for waiting, and I can't wait to hear your testimony. I believe you're there.
Thank you for being a blessing. Amen. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Y'all have a blessed week.
You.
All right. I think I've got just a few more minutes here. 402-214, how are you, Miss Sharon?
Hi, Jeannie. Just praying you'd take my call. Need prayer tonight. Thank you. I really do.
Yeah. You are faithfully in those last minutes, it seems like. It seems like I always get you right there in the last minutes, but we're here, so that's all right. God knows. So, Lord, I thank you for sharing, Father, and I thank you, God, I'm hearing the word recovery, Sharon. I'm hearing the word recovery. Father, I thank you, Lord, for recovery. Lord, your word says that everything that the enemy has stolen, that he has to repay seven times. So, Father, I thank you for recovery of things that have been stolen, things that have seemed lost. Sometimes things seem lost and they're not really lost. They've just been like hidden for a while. They've been hidden or covered up, but they weren't really lost. And, Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for cover that everything that the enemy has meant for evil, Lord, that you will turn for good. Lord, and those things that have seemed like that they were broken, those things that have seemed like that have been destroyed, Lord, that they have not. That they have not. Lord, I pray that they have not. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the recovery of things in Sharon's life, the recovery of relationships, Lord, the recovery of peace, the recovery, God, Lord, even of finances. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the recovery of well-being, that sense of well-being, Lord, and of true well-being, Lord. I thank you, Father, for recovery of joy. Lord, I thank you even for recovery. I don't know if this is one friendship or more than one, but I even hear like the word recovery of friendship.
Wow. I need that.
Yeah. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father.
I prayed about that the other day.
Yeah, I don't know if there's someone that you used to be friends with or were around or had a squabble with or maybe just were separated them through job, you know, maybe just location-wise got separated, but just even recovery of friendship there.
Yeah.
Father, yeah. I just thank you, Lord, for recovery in Sharon's life. And, Lord, I thank you for everything, anything and everything that has seemed stolen, that has seemed lost, that has seemed covered up, that has seemed broken, Lord, for putting things coming back together for her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that for just blessing her, Lord, for bringing wholeness back into Sharon's life. Lord, I thank you for bringing wholeness and Lord, for bringing healing in areas. But recovery is just really the word I got, and I got it almost immediately. Which is typically things that seem like they've been covered up or stolen or lost. So, Lord, we just decree that everything that has been lost, everything that the enemy has tried to steal, Lord, everything that has even just been like pulled apart for a while, Lord, the recovery of those things. And, Lord,
yeah,
I just thank you
everything.
For blessing. Yes, everything. Lord, I thank you for blessing Sharon's life. And Lord, just bringing healing, Lord, bringing healing, relational healing, Lord, for bringing healing of emotions, healing of, Lord, even memories, Lord, even healing
yes,
of memories.
Yes.
Sometimes just memories are traumatic,
yes.
And memories will cause our emotions to run wild. And
oh,
Lord,
man.
I think even for healing of memories.
Yes.
Lord, so
yes.
Brings peace and brings just that sense of well-being to Sharon. And, Lord, new joy. Lord, I thank you for new joy for her, Lord, as these recoveries are happening, Lord, as these things being brought back to her that has seemed like they were lost. Lord, I
you know,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Recovery also of my... And then my dog's health, my health, those are two things that I, and trying to find the right doctors, it's been terrible. I keep going to different ones. I pay all this money, and then they won't even see her. They won't even explain anything to me. So I'm praying that recovery is for her as well.
Yeah.
And I need good doctors, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody, I mean, nowadays you got to have doctors for stuff. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just providing in that area, for directing their steps, Lord, and even, Lord, supernaturally making connections, Lord, whether it's someone telling them about someone, or just being directed, Lord, even if by accident a doctor's filling in for another, that you connect them to the doctors that they need, Lord. And, Father, we thank you just for the peace for that and for helping in every situation there, Lord, that they get the right one, Lord, that just be a divine connection. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just making a divine connection, connecting them to the right people, to the right doctors, to the right organizations, the right hospitals, to whatever they're needing there, Lord. We just thank you for help and directing their steps. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jeannie, thank you so much. The memories thing, oh, man, mm-hmm. all day yesterday, my ex-father-in-law passed away. And that has stirred up so much pain because of my, you know, the treatment of my daughter, you know, and my daughter's pain, and my son is passed on now, but, you know, his pain. And I sat there thinking yesterday, how can this be, you know? I mean, I was divorced in 1983. How, I mean, of course, I had problems with my ex and stuff until he passed away. But, I mean, how can this still hurt me and make me angry, you know, and I still have all this pain, no matter how many times I've tried?
You know, trauma just,
you know, when they hurt
with
children, when somebody hurts your kids,
trauma and things like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's so, I have so much trauma from it, you know, and I just, it brought up this, you know, my back goes up when I hear that, I see things that make my daughter cry. I mean, I can't stand it. I don't know why I am still having such a hard time with it. It makes me mad that I'm not healed, you know.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes just the supernatural of just delivering power and healing of God in situations.
Yeah.
Sometimes God changes the way we think about situations, that helps. But sometimes it also just needs a divine touch from the Lord. So, but Father, I thank you, Lord, for touching Sharon, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for bringing healing of memories and Lord, delivering her from trauma, delivering her daughter from trauma, Lord, where trauma has tried to bring captivity in any way. Lord, just the scars and the memories, Lord, that there be true healing and cleansing of all of that, Lord, so that they're no longer affected by things that they hear or see. But, Lord, just a true healing, Lord, and that peace flood every part of their bodies, every part of their minds, their souls, their nerves, everything within their body, Lord, that the peace of God just flow through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. It seems like every time I talk to you, I'm always having to rush because of the time being up.
But listen, I'm grateful. And it's great because, you know, it's just such a, I just want to witness that, you know, things I pray about, you know, you let me know that God's hearing them because you touch on them.
He's absolutely hearing you, sweetie. He's absolutely hearing you. Well, I hope you have a blessed week and that just the peace of God just cover you all week. And I expect to hear of recovery happening in your life.
Yeah. That would be so wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of relationships need recovery.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, honey.
Well, you have a blessed
week,
sweetie, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. I'm sorry that I haven't had enough time to quite get to everyone. But I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling in. And for the ones that I wasn't able to get to, please know Randy will be on at 9 o'clock. You can call back into his program, put your hand up. Hopefully he will get to you. I'm just pretty sure he will. So anyhow, thank y'all. I love you. I bless you. Just pray for deliverance and blessing and healing and victory in every part of your lives. Have a blessed week. In Jesus' name. Good night.